With Gordo, brought to us by McDonald's and Man's Best Friend.
Somehow I came up on the show yesterday about the tax test, and I said, hey, you know, it'd be a good idea. We all three ought to take the tax test and share our results publicly. And as soon as the mics were turned off, Giorgio said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to embarrass myself.
I don't, man. Look, and Junior probably feels the same way. It was such a load lifted off our shoulders when we didn't have to go to school anymore. And
absolutely.
In my 40s, still have nightmares about going to a class for the final exam, and I've not been at class the entire semester.
Well, that's not really a school dream. That's like a common dream that all adults still have, not being prepared for something.
Mine is school.
Oh, it is? It's, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Trust me on that one.
Well, Marion Brady is a guy who's on the school board in State USA.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know which state he's from, but there's this story. He's on a school board. He's a veteran teacher. He's an administrator. He's a curriculum designer, and he's an author. He's a very successful man. He's got grown, well-educated kids, nice house, nice part of town. Got a paid-for condo in the Caribbean.
Doing pretty well.
Influential friends. So he decided that, you know what, I'm going to take the 10th grade standardized test. And I'm going to share my results publicly. So this is big news. Hey, guy on the school board actually doing this. So he wrote the reporter an email after he took the test. And he said, basically, I won't beat around the bush. The math section had 60 questions, and I knew the answers to none of them.
That would be me.
But I managed to guess 10 out of the 60 correctly. On the reading test, I got 62%. In our system, that's a D, and would get me a mandatory assignment to a double block of reading instruction. It seems to me something is seriously wrong. I have a Bachelor of Science degree, 2 master's degree, and 15 credit hours towards a doctorate. Wow, scoreboard. I help oversee an organization with 22,000 employees and a $3 billion operations and capital budget, and I'm able to make sense of complex data related to those responsibilities. But I have a wide circle of friends, various professions. I called them up, and not a single one of them said that the math that I described that was on the test was necessary in their profession. So basically, and he goes on, his point was, obviously, he didn't do very well. He's very successful in life, but this test would have reassigned him to basically remedial school, and they would have told him, based on his results, that he's not really college material.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I'd been required to take those two tests when I was a 10th grader, my life would almost certainly have been very different. I'd have been told it wasn't college material, would have probably believed it, and looked for work appropriate for the level of ability that the test said I had.
Isn't that scary?
Another
yes.
reason to get rid of the tax test.
Yes. We test them, and then we slot them.
Okay, so I hear so many people say, get rid of the tax test. Why do we have the tax test? Is it lazy on the part of the schools or the education system, and it's just it's a uniform way to grade everybody?
Yes, that's the idea, is that at least we're trying to produce a snapshot of how our schools are doing.
Nobody seems to like it though.
I know. It's supposed to, the idea is pretty sound. Let's make sure that everyone is doing what they're supposed to do, and we have these kids at a certain level.
What?
But the problem becomes, instead of teaching math that kids can use, history that they can use, we just teach to this test. And, okay, this year it's going to be reading comprehension and writing. I don't even know if they do writing anymore. Or this year it's going to be math. And that's all they focus on.
Okay. Now, this guy's saying that the math they're using, adults don't use in real life. Well, but still, you should learn some math that you don't use in real life, right?
True, yes.
I mean, I learned algebra, and it hasn't really come into play here as being a talk show host, except when I make FOIL method jokes.
Right.
That's the only thing that my algebra was good for. But you should still learn those things.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going by that argument, then why learn history? Doesn't come up all
how
the time.
How much do you use that in your daily job?
You don't really use history. Mm-mm. You learn history for the sake of knowing history. So, I mean, everything can't have a practical application. But at the same time, What happened to just educating the kid? Forget about the standardized test part of it. Just
right.
Sort out the kids as to who wants to learn and who doesn't want to learn. Kick me out of public schools.
Kick the Gordo type out.
Wow, got applause for that line, yes.
The one who's just doing bits every day.
Yes, that's all I saw school as, just as a place to do bits. Because I was trying to pass time. I was just trying to get through it as best I could. And I liked learning from certain teachers. I think that we ought to have more free choice in school, and kids ought to just be able to say, okay, you're no longer my teacher. I'm going into another classroom. It'd be a nice marketplace. So, yeah, that's a little sports story. So you guys are saying no on the tax test taking.
Well, I don't know.
We sit down for,
I mean, I'll take it, but I know what the results are going to be.
Well, I looked at a few sample questions. Several P1s sent me the old test they put up online. The whatever the government, the state teachers, I don't know. They put them up online, and I did a few of the math, and they were doable.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wasn't too scary, so...
Don't make me do it, man. You're going to make me sweat. You're going to make me have flashbacks.
Well, this is a psychological thing with you, Giorgio. You need to get over that.
I can't.
Let's, after this show one day, let's all sit down for 2 or 3 hours and do a tax test.
God,
two
what
or
a
three
beating.
Hours? No.
And another little quick hit observation. They say there's no hit toy this Christmas.
Hmm.
You know, there's no Tickle Me Elmo.
No or, Beanie Babies.
Or whose voice was that?
Yeah, you just changed your voice.
You used to hear me here on the ticket. I used to do a show with you, the great Gordo. And we used to talk about Beanie Babies and imiting smithing.
Who is this? And what is imiting smithing? I have no idea what Craig's talking about. Anyway, no Tickle Me Elmo, no Zuzu pets.
Okay, Zuzu. What was last year?
I don't know. I don't know what was last year. There's something
else. I
don't
have else. A great answer for you on that.
there's something else called La La Oopsie Silly Hair Dolls.
Mm-mm.
Never heard of those.
You just made that up.
No, I swear. I'm reading it out of the paper of record, the New York Times, which I like to sit down with.
The New York Slimes?
So there's no must-have toy this year, so it's a free-for-all. Get kids whatever you want.
What's the hot video game?
You think it'll ever become popular just to buy kids a bag of dirt? Wouldn't that be great if that was the hot toy? Just a bag of dirt. Ziploc of potting soil.
I still love George Carlin's line when talking about kids today. He said, when I was a kid, we went in the backyard and we played with a stick. I don't think kids today even know what a stick is.
That's true, man. The greatness of playing with a stick. Still, the greatest toy of all time is the ball, right? You can do so much with a ball. The most versatile toy of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in... Well, we're out of time. I'll tell the story some other time.
All right.
All right. Also, I just heard from a source deep within the school system that says the tax tests are mandated by the state legislature and lobbied by Pearson, who is the multi-billion dollar testing company. So that's why we have the tax test.
Yep.
Figures.
Mm-hmm. How would Lamar Odom do on a standardized test?
Probably better than me.
Let's find out.
Okay. How do we do that?
8:40?
He'll sit down with us.